Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Jurors will likely see more drama in the federal trial of former mafia boss Francis, or Cadillac Frank, Salemi this morning. The government star witness, Stephen Fleming, has testified that he saw Salemi involved in the murder of a South Boston nightclub manager in 1993. Today, the defense is expected to resume its high-energy assault on Fleming's character. WBUR special correspondent David Boeri has more, and this note now, the content of this story might be disturbing for some listeners.
How many murders did you participate in? Asked defense attorney Steve Buzang. It was the first question of cross-examination, and it was off to the races. The second was it more than 50 or less than 50? And Fleming, suddenly agitated, energetic, and combative, darted and dodged. Probably around 50, Fleming eventually acknowledged, lumping together his involvement in conspiracies and actions. Attorney Buzang was not artful, and his cross was more blunt force than surgical. You want to know the government's chief witness? Buzang was telling the jurors. Then let's go graphic, up close and personal, in a way the prosecution didn't. Like the murder of Fleming's own girlfriend, Deborah Davis, one of 10 murders that Fleming previously pled guilty to. She was getting suspicious. I told her Bulger and I were connected to the FBI, Fleming had told prosecutor Fred Wyshack when Wyshack tried to minimize the impact of Fleming's testimony on the jurors. There was a lot of pressure on me. I just went along with Jim Bulger, who wanted to kill her to keep her quiet. It was a self-serving answer that assigned blame to Bulger, not to himself. But Wyshack never asked Fleming a follow-up on whether he killed Davis because she had left him for another man, as she had. In another moment, when Fleming described an indiscretion he had committed with another victim, Wyshack did not challenge his star witness by pointing out that Fleming's so-called indiscretion was having a sexual relationship with his own stepdaughter. Back came the defense with graphic details for the jury on how Fleming removed the teeth from his victims, male and female, and crushed them, often flushing them down the toilet to prevent identification of bodies if they were ever found. Here was Buzang on the murder of Debbie Davis, a murder Fleming said he and Bulger had plotted for several weeks, a plot that involved luring Davis to Fleming's mother's house. You leaned down, looked at her lifeless body, and took her teeth out. Yes, I did, Fleming said. But he said Bulger strangled her. Did you ever tell him to stop? Asked Buzang. No, I never said stop. Fleming's crucial testimony for the prosecution is this. Salemi told him he had heard the club owner, Stephen DeSaro, had talked to a federal agent, that Salemi feared DeSaro would reveal their criminal activity. Frank wanted to kill him, Fleming testified. Then on May 10, 1993, Fleming happened to stop at Salemi's house in Sharon. He says he walked in seconds after he saw DeSaro escorted in. Inside, Fleming testified, he saw Salemi's son strangling DeSaro while Frank Sr. looked on. That's the only eyewitness testimony the government has to the murder of Stephen DeSaro. So the jurors can expect an even more graphic close-up of Fleming to come as the defense seeks to destroy the credibility of the government's star witness. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.